covet your prayers. I'd like for you to seek the Lord as we take the next few minutes to just reinforce what's already going on right here. Eighth chapter of Jeremiah, and then I want you to turn also to Acts chapter 24. Appreciate what's been said. Well, wasn't that good, what Brother Mark had to say? And the singing has been wonderful. And God is in here to help us. Amen. Are you there? 8:20. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Today, these words have been going over and over in my heart. We are not saved. Saved. Not saved. You say, preacher, we know what you're doing tonight, do you? Do you really know? I'm going to tell you, this is not my service. If you think I'm trying to do what God wants me to do, you're right. Other than that, you're not right. Amen. There's people in here tonight that are lost. They're loved, but they're lost. They're living, but they're lost. More than one. I love them. You do too. God loves them. There ain't nothing there's no more God could do to see them saved than what's already been done. Amen. Praise the Lord. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. We are not saved. We've had a chance. We've had an opportunity. But we're still not saved. One of these days has turned into none of these days. It's turned into that land called never. Sad, sad, sad. Are you listening? old preacher Clarence McCartney wrote this, and he said one day the devil had a meeting in hell with four of his top demons. It's a little allegory. And the devil said,